Education and Training Quality Authority. Kingdom of Bahrain National Examinations. Grade 9. English Language Listening Test. You have two papers, the question paper and the answer sheet. Do not open the question paper until you are told to do so. Now you will hear the instructions for the listening test. There are two parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. At the beginning of each recording, you will hear this sound. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the question paper. When you have completed all parts of the listening test, you will have 5 minutes to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. You must not speak during the test. Open your question paper now. The test is about to begin. Grade 9 Listening Test 2024. Part 1. Questions 1 to 5. You will hear 5 short recordings. For each recording, there is a question and 3 pictures, A, B, and C. Circle the correct letter. Before we start, here is an example. Where can the boys leave their towels?
Good morning and welcome to the club. There is some important information that you need to know if you're going swimming. You need to shower before you go into the pool. There are hot and cold showers at the entrance to the pool. When you've finished with the shower, you can either take your towel with you or leave it in the bathroom. Just make sure you don't leave it on the floor. I suggest you put it on one of the chairs instead of hanging it next to the mirror. Thank you.
The boys can leave their towels on the chairs, so there is a circle around the letter B. You now have 1 minute to look at questions 1 to 5. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Question 1. What is the woman going to do in Brighton?
Hello, Joan. What a surprise seeing you here. Where are you going?
To Brighton, actually, to see my friend, Angela. The next bus leaves in 5 minutes.
That's lovely. Are you going to do some shopping?
I would love to, but there won't be any time. You see, Angela runs a little cafe, but luckily today is her day off and we are going to the cinema. Oh, here comes my bus.
Now listen again.
Hello, Joan. What a surprise seeing you here. Where are you going?
To Brighton, actually. to see my friend, Angela. The next bus leaves in 5 minutes.
That's lovely. Are you going to do some shopping?
I would love to, but there won't be any time. You see, Angela runs a little cafe. But luckily, today is her day off and we are going to the cinema. Oh, here comes my bus.
Question 2. What has the boy lost?
Hello? Is this the lost and found office?
Yes, it is. Have you lost a suitcase?
I didn't have one, but I left my mother's coat on the seat there and wanted to know if someone had handed it in.
I'm afraid the only thing that someone has brought in today is this umbrella.
Oh dear. My mother will be so angry with me. I'll go and look for it.
Now listen again.
Hello? Is this the lost and found office?
Yes, it is. Have you lost a suitcase?
I didn't have one, but I left my mother's coat on the seat there and wanted to know if someone had handed it in.
I'm afraid the only thing that someone has brought in today is this umbrella.
Oh dear. My mother will be so angry with me. I'll go and look for it.
Question 3. What does the man decide to buy?
Can I help you?
Yes, I have 30 minutes before my class, so I thought I would have something to eat and drink. Can I have orange juice and a cheese sandwich, please?
I'm afraid there aren't any left. How about a chocolate bar?
Do you have any cakes?
Yes, we do.
Then I'll have that.
Would you like to add a bottle of water?
No, thank you. I will have a cup of coffee with it, please.
Here you go.
Now listen again.
Can I help you?
Yes, I have 30 minutes before my class, so I thought I would have something to eat and drink. Can I have orange juice and a cheese sandwich, please?
I'm afraid there aren't any left. How about a chocolate bar?
Do you have any cakes?
Yes, we do.
Then I'll have that.
Would you like to add a bottle of water?
No, thank you. I will have a cup of coffee with it, please.
Here you go.
Question 4. How much does the woman have to pay today?
Okay, madam. You said you needed one adult and 3 children return tickets for London. And you don't have a family travel card. The normal price for an adult is £35.50 return. And children are half price, which comes to a total of £88.75. But with a travel card, you would save 20%, which would make it £71. I suggest you get one for next time. Here you go. Do you need anything else?
Now listen again.
Okay, madam. You said you needed one adult and 3 children return tickets for London. And you don't have a family travel card. The normal price for an adult is £35.50 return. And children are half price, which comes to a total of £88.75. But with a travel card, you would save 20%, which would make it £71. I suggest you get one for next time. Here you go. Do you need anything else?
Question 5. Where is the waiting room the woman will go to?
Excuse me, can you tell me where the waiting rooms are?
The waiting room is next to the information desk. It's right over there.
Well, actually, I'm going to the second floor.
Aha, right. The waiting room was between the lift and the information desk, but now it has been moved to the right-hand side of the lift.
Thank you.
Now, listen again.
Excuse me, can you tell me where the waiting rooms are?
The waiting room is next to the information desk. It's right over there.
Well, actually, I'm going to the second floor.
Aha, right. The waiting room was between the lift and the information desk, but now it has been moved to the right-hand side of the lift.
Thank you.
Now turn to part two. Part two. Questions 6 to 10. You will hear a health expert giving a talk to a science class about the harmful effects that litter has on the environment. Circle the correct letter A, B, or C. Before we start, here is an example.
My name is Ronald, and today I'm here to advertise something you all know about. I'm going to mention the dangers that litter has on our environment today. I also have a lot of information about what action is being taken by countries to deal with litter. And the main reason I'm here today, I want as many of you as possible to join in our Keep Bahrain Beautiful project.
Ronald is looking for students to join the project. So there is a circle around the letter B. You now have 1 minute to look at questions 6 to 10. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
My name is Ronald, and today I'm here to advertise something you all know about. I'm going to mention the dangers that litter has on our environment today. I also have a lot of information about what action is being taken by countries to deal with litter. And the main reason I'm here today, I want as many of you as possible to join in our Keep Bahrain Beautiful project. First, let me start off by saying that litter is an important environmental issue. It's amazing that 94% of people recognise litter as a major problem, but still throw rubbish out of car windows. Millions of fast food customers throw dirty papers onto the streets or leave it behind after a picnic. But not many people are aware that the worst litter pollution comes from used cigarettes. But all litter looks bad, and it also can cause diseases to people and animals, damages the air and our waters. So, what attracts animals to litter when it's so dangerous for them? Well, a lot of birds get trapped in the rubbish by accident when collecting other items for their homes. Sea creatures are killed from plastic bags, as they look so tasty, just like the food that they love. It's easy to see why birds and other animals eat so much rubbish. It's not because they like it, it's mixed in everywhere with their food. Here's some advice about rubbish bins. Our environment can be made more attractive if people use the rubbish bins properly. There are always plenty of rubbish bins around. So if you need to get rid of something, just place your rubbish in a bag and carry it to the bin. Of course, you should always use clean bags so the bin doesn't get dirty. My best suggestion for bins is to always put the top back on the bin after you put the bag in. Now, how can you prevent people from littering? Research has shown that if any area is litter-free, people usually keep it clean. Unfortunately, using bigger bins just encourages more unwanted rubbish. Sadly, putting up signs telling people not to litter often has the opposite effect. Keep Bahrain Beautiful is my project. People meet up 1 or 2 hours a week on a Friday or Saturday and help clean up the beaches. We pick up everything from plastic bottles to fishing wires. It's really easy to join. You don't need to bring much at all. The only equipment we don't provide is shoes. Otherwise, special gloves are available for dirty items. Some people bring their own hats, but it isn't necessary. I'm looking for all of you to bring your friends and families.
Now, listen again.
My name is Ronald, and today I'm here to advertise something you all know about. I'm going to mention the dangers that litter has on our environment today. I also have a lot of information about what action is being taken by countries to deal with litter. And the main reason I'm here today, I want as many of you as possible to join in our Keep Bahrain Beautiful project. First, let me start off by saying that litter is an important environmental issue. It's amazing that 94% of people recognise litter as a major problem, but still throw rubbish out of car windows. Millions of fast food customers throw dirty papers onto the streets or leave it behind after a picnic. But not many people are aware that the worst litter pollution comes from used cigarettes. But all litter looks bad, and it also can cause diseases to people and animals, damages the air and our waters. So, what attracts animals to litter when it's so dangerous for them? Well, a lot of birds get trapped in the rubbish by accident when collecting other items for their homes. Sea creatures are killed from plastic bags, as they look so tasty, just like the food that they love. It's easy to see why birds and other animals eat so much rubbish. It's not because they like it, it's mixed in everywhere with their food. Here's some advice about rubbish bins. Our environment can be made more attractive if people use the rubbish bins properly. There are always plenty of rubbish bins around. So if you need to get rid of something, just place your rubbish in a bag and carry it to the bin. Of course, you should always use clean bags so the bin doesn't get dirty. My best suggestion for bins is to always put the top back on the bin after you put the bag in. Now, how can you prevent people from littering? Research has shown that if any area is litter-free, people usually keep it clean. Unfortunately, using bigger bins just encourages more unwanted rubbish. Sadly, putting up signs telling people not to litter often has the opposite effect. Keep Bahrain Beautiful is my project. People meet up 1 or 2 hours a week on a Friday or Saturday and help clean up the beaches. We pick up everything from plastic bottles to fishing wires. It's really easy to join. You don't need to bring much at all. The only equipment we don't provide is shoes. Otherwise, special gloves are available for dirty items. Some people bring their own hats, but it isn't necessary. I'm looking for all of you to bring your friends and families.
We have now come to the end of the test. You now have 5 minutes to look over your answers and copy them onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. You will be reminded when there is 1 minute left. You now have 1 minute left. That is the end of the listening test.